Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Let us thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Father, we are grateful that you continue to preserve the life and purpose of leadership. Thank you that you continue to preserve the entire membership of the ministry. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. That you only want peace, Lord Jesus. Thank you that from it's also preserved in you, O God. We give you all the praise and we thank you for this you do and continue to do in our lives. So we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God. Thou would not despise. Therefore, based on this scripture, let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name have we prayed. Amen. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray, asking that the will of God for our lives, and also for Blue Music Ministry in relation to His End Time Kingdom agenda, that it should be established. Open your mouth and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Father, Lord, we ask that you establish your counsel and your purpose concerning my life and that of the ministry in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. Whatever you seek to do in this end time, for which reason I'm here and the ministry is here and I'm in the ministry, Lord Jesus, that it all be established in the name of Jesus, my Lord, that our purpose be established. Let your will, O God, be established in the name of Jesus,
let your will be done in our lives.
Lord, as you have begun,
in the name of Jesus,
in the
Grow Music Ministry as well, in the mighty name of Jesus, take total control, Lord, of our lives, of everything at Grow Music Ministry, Lord,
in the precious name of Jesus. As we continue to pray, Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruits of thy body, in the fruits of thy cattle, in the fruits of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, even as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve faithfully. In Jesus' name, Father, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Let us see peace. Let us see progress even as we serve faithfully. Finally, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Therefore, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives, our families, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Let us pray.
Lord Jesus, we pray.
Father,
and Lord, let your divine help continue to be at work in our lives as you have promised in your word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we know that you want us to live in health, you want us to prosper in health. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we enforce that
my loved ones, Lord Jesus, everyone in the ministry,
and we will be in health to serve ministry. In the name of Jesus,
Meaning to be now.
What the Lord has done for us, we can never repay. And what we ought to always do is to give thanks and praise unto his name. I once read that statistically it has been proven that most people who suffer heart attacks do so on Monday mornings. And from the content I read, and that is not to say that I can say that on authority, I read it somewhere. So they were proposing or were suspecting that it could be that it was of people not being excited about the jobs they had to return to. Some have to return to traumatizing environments, traumatic experiences with their bosses and all. Today, at midday on a Monday afternoon, today being June 3rd, if we are alive and we are well and we have the strength to praise the Lord, we must be grateful unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once there is life, there is hope. No matter what situation you may be in at this very moment, once there is life and there is Jesus, there is hope. Life with Jesus means there is hope. Without Christ, that's a different matter. But as long as Jesus is on the scene, there is hope. Be studying and praying on walk in wisdom, where we've been dwelling on work and working with God. In our previous session, we looked at meekness. We are moving to diligence as an essential key in our work with God. However, we need to dispel some wrong conceptions or some misconceptions about the role of divine provision in relation to diligence in work. So today's title is Prepare for Promotion by Diligence. Now we read in Psalm 75 verse 6 that promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. That is to say that promotion cometh from above, promotion cometh from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we often get excited about it in prayer meetings when we say promotion coming from above, and then we pray. So we pray our way to be promoted. But today we are here to learn the balance and to pray aright so that our prayers will not be hindered or not miss, or will not miss solutions to prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to destroy wrong ideologies about divine provision. Divine provisions and interventions are essential, yes. I mean, where there's physical limitation or where up to the point where now we can't physically have any help, we need divine provisions and divine interventions. For example, when it comes to the provision of grace, divine grace. In Genesis chapter 6 verse 8, it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So we see the salvation of Noah being by grace. God could have chosen that it would not be him, regardless of all that Noah would do. It still had to be grace to qualify him, just like it's by the grace of God, according to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, which we are saved and not through faith and not of ourselves. That is to say that it's not about anything that you do, but it's just God who has made provision, his grace, to rescue us from the kingdom of darkness and to give us eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clearly it is stated, it is the gift of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Divine provisions. Another example is divine healing. 1 Corinthians 12:8, it says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, referring to the Holy Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. So for you to pray, lay hands, and then whoever you are praying for, laying hands on, sometimes lay hands on yourself. You have stomach ache, you lay hands upon your stomach and you declare the word of the Lord, and you are healed by this gift of the Holy Spirit. As you heard, it is a gift given freely by the Holy Spirit. So this is not something you do to gain physically, or it is not by a physical effort, But it is the Lord who does it. There was one covenant that the Lord had with Abraham. You realize that God provided everything. He provides everything. Looking at our salvation, it is God who provided everything from his Son to grant us access to everlasting life. May the Lord be praised for his goodness and for his daily provisions and interventions. We know that it's by the message of the Lord that we are not consumed. On daily basis, the provisions and interventions of the Lord are working in our lives. And all praise and glory be unto our God in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Regardless of divine provisions and interventions, we must not discount the importance of work or human effort. It's very, very critical. In James chapter 2, verse 14, he says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food." So now he's giving the picture of what he's trying to explain. "And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." Please remember that we are looking at diligence through work, but we first need to establish that the gifts of God have their place and works has its place. James is telling us that if someone comes to me and says, "Pastor, I need help. I see that someone doesn't have any proper clothes to wear. He is barefooted. His shorts are tattered." And then I tell him, "Brother Samuel, the Lord is your strength. The Lord be your portion. The Lord bless you and bless you and bless you." And I send him to go, "Please, now I have to go back to my house. So we'll meet later. We'll meet in church." And Brother Samuel just goes. Meanwhile, I have a whole closet full of clothing in my home. Is this faith? And James is correcting us where the balance must be. There's the place of the gift of God, divine provisions, divine interventions. There's the place of faith, and there's the place of works. He says that if I do this, is that truly faith? For faith without works is dead, being alone. The best thing for me to do at that point is to extend my hand of help to Brother Samuel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please say after me, there is a place for works.
There is a place for works.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a place for works. We claim the scripture. Promotion cometh from above. Promotion cometh from above. Promotion cometh from above. But we fail to realize that there is a place of effort where we ought to come in. In our next session, we'll be studying Jesus' ministry and the place of work in his ministry, which we need to emulate. But today you are going to pray, "Lord, wherever I have failed in my human effort, wherever I was supposed to play a role and I failed, and for which your promotion in my life delayed, I'm asking you for mercy. Forgive me and also grant me the grace to put in my effort where I ought to, and the discernment to put in my effort where I ought to." Hallelujah. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I am the We pray asking for the mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Where we've tried to replace, Lord, even divine provision and intervention. Where, Lord, even our fiscal effort and will be done by His vessel. We pray them by the name of Jesus. Grant us the grace to discern where we ought to put in our efforts. Lord, where we ought to excel with our efforts in the mighty name of Jesus. Where to put faith and where to put works in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to establish balance in the mighty name of Jesus. The wisdom to establish balance in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we go into worship, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, this is the opportunity to do so. All you have to do is just say these short words after me and ask. The word of the Lord tells us that to all who believed in His name, to all who received Him, and even to all who believed on His name, He gave them the power to become sons of God. And so, as you say this prayer after me, you are becoming a child of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Say this: Lord Jesus, I thank You for this day. I thank You for my life, for preserving me till this day. I surrender my life unto You. Please be the Lord and Master of my life forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Just gave your life to Christ, contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. We are glad that you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Meet at 12 p.m. from tomorrow. Shalom.